What to tax? Who to tax? How to tax? The PM's trying to put his stamp on these questions of what Australia's new tax system might look like. He says the bottom line is that it will be fair, meaning, and I quote, the burden of tax is borne by those that are best able to pay it, and that's a question of judgment. Therein lies the issue. Michelle Grattan joins us now. Michelle, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
Now, the Treasurer told us he was at the same conference, Outlook conference, as the Prime Minister yesterday, and the Treasurer, Scott Morrison, told us there'll be no overall increase in the tax take, which is important, and Malcolm Turnbull said fairness is the eye of the beholder. Now we're really getting to the devil, which is in the detail, aren't we? Detail, yes, we don't have yet.
That's right. The government is still preserving the stage of saying they need to establish why tax reform is needed and how the system is not delivering in the best possible way. But so far, they're not putting forward any option or options. And Scott Morrison yesterday was making the point that the only ones at the moment who were talking about the GST specifically were some states and some former Labor premiers. But this can't go on forever. They have to get to the fine print, and the question is when they will do that. But meanwhile, the interest groups are already leaping to the detail, and of course we saw that ACOS analysis of how a GST would operate. We're seeing demands from the Business Council, so others are wanting to move the debate on into specifics.
Yes, we'll be speaking with Jennifer Westacott from the Business Council later, but they are responding because of that ACOS NATSEM data released yesterday. The BCA is also not wanting to let that sort of space be taken over. So the president of the Business Council, Catherine Livingstone, last night out saying corporate tax must be the first to be cut because that's the way to grow the economy and to grow jobs and help everybody.
Yes, she was, and she was also very praiseworthy of Malcolm Turnbull changing the whole atmospherics of the political debate, saying it was almost unparalleled. And I think that business is particularly looking to Malcolm Turnbull to not only deliver on tax, but to also help confidence. He's done this to some extent already, but business does need this lift in confidence. Mm. And I suppose, especially at this time of the year, the pre-Christmas season and so on.
Yes, and reports, as you say, from the conference yesterday, from Business Council dinner last night, and generally, business likes Malcolm Turnbull's, you know, positive rhetoric, his all the talk of innovation and agility. Some of this Malcolm Turnbull talk was on display yesterday, Michelle, when he kicked off the Q&A section of the conference yesterday by actually asking a question himself to the audience.
He likes to do that.
He asked Lynn Davis, the Vice-Chancellor of Melbourne University, why Australia was last in the OECD in business-university collaboration. The Vice-Chancellor said it's a structural problem. He said, amongst other things, it's a structural problem because Australia doesn't have a big business capital base. Well, the Prime Minister wasn't exactly happy with that response.
Well, that's interesting that you say that. That's a bit of an outlier of a view. It's a rather defeatist and dispiriting one too, I might say. Most people are much more optimistic about Australian business and Australian universities than you appear to be. I wish I hadn't asked you that question now. this is, by the way, this is you're running against the vibe.
Yes.
You haven't sort of got the new zeitgeist.
That's,
you know?
Right. That's right.
The new zeitgeist, Glenn, is to believe in yourself, is to have a go.
There it is, Michelle, the vibe, the zeitgeist, believe in yourself. The Prime Minister is very, very confident at the moment,
isn't
he?
Optimism is definitely the new black, Fran.
That's exactly right. And Michelle, just finally, some research from the Parliamentary Library suggesting that the seats of Grainler and Sydney, two Labor strongholds currently held by Anthony Albanese and Tanya Plibersek, could be lost to the Greens if the Liberals preference the Greens. Now, I guess that's not surprising in one way. Those seats, the Green vote has been growing. The question is, would the Liberal Party preference the Greens, I suppose?
Well, I guess in a short-term tactical sense, that's always tempting. But I think that the Liberals have taken the view in the longer term on a number of occasions that growing the Greens is not to perhaps either party's advantage, but certainly not to their advantage, and they probably would resist that temptation. Of course, the redistribution that's going on in New South Wales is causing all sorts of angst, because seats are being redrawn and lost and gained, and sitting members find their margins cut. Now, that's not finished yet, but the final pattern will be interesting, and it'll be fascinating to see whether some MPs want or need to move.
Okay, Michelle, thank you.
Thanks, Fran.
Michelle Grattan is Chief Political Correspondent for The Conversation and Professorial Fellow at Canberra University.